This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, July 18th. God's word to you today is the question. Our scripture reading is taken from John chapter 21, verse 17, from the God's Word version, and it says, Jesus asked him a third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter felt sad because Jesus had asked him a third time, do you love me? So Peter said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus told him, feed my sheep. It is not about the love for the cause or the movement. Jesus did not ask Peter, do you love the cause or the movement? Nor is it about the love for the church. Jesus did not say, Peter, do you love the church, the lambs, the sheep? It is not even about Jesus' love for Peter or God's love for you. Jesus did not say, Peter, do you know I love you? It is all about your love for him. Jesus said, Peter, do you love me? If you get this, you'll be fine. A time will come in your walk with God when what takes you to the next level, what moves you forward, is your love for Jesus. A time will come in your walk with God when it won't be your devotion that will take you forward. If you are a child, it will be because that is your representation of your love for Jesus. But if you're a teenager, your devotion will not move you to the next level. If God is trying to move you into adulthood, a time will come when it is not your contribution that will take you forward and will demonstrate your love for Jesus. It will be your multiplication. When you are a child spiritually, it is me or me. When you are growing or maturing, it is me or Jesus. But when you are mature, it is Jesus or Jesus. John 21 verse 18 says, I tell you the truth. When you were young, you were able to do as you liked. You dressed yourself and went wherever you wanted to go. But when you are old, you'll stretch out your hands and others will dress you and take you where you don't want to go. In other words, as you mature in Christ, it will not be about your choice. It will not be about where you want to stay. It will be about where Jesus wants you to stay. The choices you make are not about what you want, but rather about what Jesus wants you to do. If it were up to me, I would have completed my PhD by now, and I would have added doctor to my list of accomplishments. But as an adult spiritually, you remove your choice from the equation, and it is Jesus or Jesus. However, you cannot even get to the Jesus or Jesus question if you do not even know how to handle the me or Jesus question. When the joy of beginning quickly gives way to the difficulty of continuing, it leaves you with that question, me or Jesus? Let us pray. Holy Spirit, help me become more mature in Christ, measuring up to his full and complete standard. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.